Back at John Field Gymnasium, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Starting lineups for the Normal U High Pioneers. Tiffany Masters, 5'5 junior guard. Jordan Armstrong, a 5'5 junior guard. Tori Dubit, a 5'5 freshman guard. Tatiana Peck, their leading scorer at just under 10 points per game, 5'11 junior forward. And Emma Stroyan, 6'1, just a freshman playing center, their second leading scorer at just under 6 points per game. For the Streaks, they'll go the way they have throughout the season with Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Megan Young. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. U-High in their road green, trimmed in yellow and white. And U-High with an interesting setup on the jump ball with two girls standing underneath their own basket.
Yeah, it's almost. It looks like they have a set play here with both girls down on the block.
And the 6-1 Emma Stroyan wins the tip for U-High, goes into the backcourt with Jordan Armstrong, and the Streaks pick up with some pressure. Armstrong gets it across midcourt left side, but it's stolen away by Ty Peachy. Ty gets it to Jamie Johnson. Now Jamie's pass stolen away by Armstrong, so the teams trade turnovers to start the game. Armstrong runs it down to the left wing, now picks up, gives out high to Tori Dubit. Dubit on the dribble, swings it over to the right wing. This is Peck, now back to the left wing. It goes to Armstrong. She'll fire an 18-footer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Mickey Rodriguez. And oh, it's actually knocked out of bounds, I guess. The Streaks are going to get it. I thought it looked like Mickey came down and stepped out of bounds. They're going to say the ball got knocked away from her. Streaks get it back. Jessica Howard, right wing with it. Thought about the three. Now gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. UI comes out, and I'm not sure what they're playing now. Looks like that must be a 2-3 zone because the big girl's playing back in the middle now. Not totally sure. Haven't figured it out yet. Right wing, Jessica Howard. She fires a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Jamie Johnson, wide open on the left side, up off the glass and in.
Well, it definitely looked like right there there was no interest from U-High to rebound that basketball because Jamie was wide open by a large margin.
2-0 Streaks down on the left baseline. Tatiana Peck with it, drives baseline, gets it up, can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Emma Stroyan. She'll put up the five-footer and got it. The 6-1 freshman Stroyan makes it 2-2, 6:52 to play first quarter. Jessica Howard drives right baseline, gets it up over Stroyan. It's blocked, now gets it back down, and she's fouled the second time. It's going to go against either Stroyan or Peck, and they do call it on Tatiana Peck, the 5'8 junior for U-High. I'm still not sure exactly what they were doing defensively. It would almost look disorganized because they were following a couple of the players around, but I don't think it was like a box and one or triangle and two, though.
No, it definitely looks like... It looks like a base of a 2-3, but it's tough to tell if they're trying to just overemphasize the exterior because at times, Stroyan, who's their center that's supposed to be in the middle of the zone underneath, comes all the way out to the wing. So kind of an interesting defensive setup, to say the least.
Jessica Howard makes both free throws, make it 4-2 Streaks. In for Galesburg, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton. Jessica Howard stays on the floor, and U-High nearly turns it over against full-court pressure. Armstrong has it still in the backcourt. Might get a 10 call here. Now the ball is free, and Sadie Hamilton picks it up at midcourt. Gives to Jessica Howard out high on the right side. Back to Bailey Boyer, right of the center circle. Now looks almost like a 1-2-2 zone. I think that's what they're going with now. Right wing, Bailey Boyer with it. Gets to Jessica Howard out near the volleyball spike line. Three-pointer is up and good. Looked like she had that left foot back on the spike line and nails the long three-pointer. Make it 7-2 Streaks. Left baseline, Peck drives in, gets behind the Galesburg defense. She gets it up off the glass and in. Her first basket is now 7-4. 6:11 to play here in the first quarter, and a pass tipped away by Tiffany Masters. Streaks will have it on the near sideline as Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson check in. Good start. Streaks look like they're coming out with that confidence again.
Yeah, they are. They're doing a good job with ball rotation. But on that last defensive set, it was the Pioneers definitely exploited what's been a weak spot in this Galesburg defense with the ball reversal and then the wide open weak side block.
Now the Streaks turn it over on the inbound play and proceed to knock the ball away from Stroyan down on the Pioneers right baseline, and Normal U-High will get it back. 6:02 to play first quarter, 7-4 Galesburg. Inbounding will be Tiffany Masters for U-High, and it comes to the right wing to the freshman Dubit. She fires a three-pointer, can't hit, ball falls out of bounds. Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Yeah, a very young squad, like you talked about in the pregame show. Dubet and Stroyan getting some major time on this team, and both only freshmen.
J.B. Johnson with a three from straight on, and hers is good. She's got five, and that's after not scoring the other night at Rock Island. Got in some foul trouble and did not score, and now the Streaks lead 10-4. Full court pressure. Dubit gets it across midcourt, and it's stolen by Jamie Johnson. Jamie on the dribble across midcourt, stops, top of the key, left wing to Megan Young. She'll drive baseline, kicks out to Rainey Sibley on the wing. Now Rainey hands off to Jamie Johnson, fakes the three, drives into the paint, stops, so tried to get it to Megan Young on the left block. She drew the defender, but led Megan a little bit too much on the pass. Good thought, but a little bit long on the pass.
Yeah, good job by Jamie right there. She tried to do a wraparound pass around the defender down on the strong side block. she dropped it down there. Unfortunately, I think the defender was in the right spot that Megan Young couldn't see where the pass was coming from.
In for the streaks, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard. Emma Junk nearly comes up with a steal. Peck gets it, though, runs it down the left baseline, up off the glass, no good. Stroyan with a rebound, puts it up, got it in, and she's fouled by Emma Junk. And Stroyan was kind of lucky to even get that one back up because she pulled that 6-1. She pulled the rebound out and put it all the way down by her waist. And I think three streaks had gotten their hands on the ball, but she was actually strong enough to be able to get it up and drew the foul from Emma. That's her first team foul on the streaks. Stroyan gets it up and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play. Can't hit the shot, but Peck brings down the rebound and gets tied up. It's pulled away by Sadie Hamilton. Bailey Boyer comes up with it. Now Jessica Howard, right wing. 10-6 streaks. 5:09 to play here in the first quarter. And now we've got a reach foul. It's going to go against Masters as Sadie Hamilton had kind of lost the handle on the ball, but Masters reached in and got called for the foul.
Actually, they're going to give it to Jordan Armstrong.
That was Jordan Armstrong, the 5'5 junior guard for U-High. Into the normal U-High lineup, Taylor Waddell, a 5'9 junior, as she replaces Stroyan. 5:07 to play first quarter, 10-6 streaks. Sadie Hamilton between the circles, left wing, Paige Klink, left baseline, Jessica Howard takes a dribble inside the three-point arc, now back to Paige Klink on the wing, out between the circles to Sadie Hamilton, back to the left baseline, Paige fires a three-pointer, and it's good! Streaks with 3 3-pointers in the first 3.5 minutes or so of the ball game, make it 13-6. U-High breaks the full-court pressure. This is Mia Hartung, a 5'11 senior, into the ball game for U-High, and a pass into the paint. Who did we get a foul on with
it? It's going to go against Jess Howard. Jess was getting there, and there might have been a little bit of contact, but not a whole heck of a lot of contact there as Jess was able to get in and pry that ball away on the pass. But Streaks, again, a good job down here on the offensive end. They've done a good job with ball rotation and also getting the open shots. I was actually going to criticize Jess Howard on that last one because she didn't pull the trigger on it on what looked like she had a shot, but they were able to get even more open shot to Paige Klink there, and Paige capitalized.
Now a steal on the paint by Ty Peachy. Streaks very active defensively. Right wing, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Also Megan Young, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins in. This is Ty Peachy on the dribble out high on the right side. Goes to the free throw line. Kick to Myra Diggins between the circles. Back to Ty out high on the left side. Right wing goes to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three-pointer, and it's good!
Well, a little home cooking right here. The Streaks are hitting their shots tonight. This isn't anything like Morton or Rocky.
And Laura Sellers calls timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. 4:18 to play here in the fourth quarter with the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Pioneers from Normal U-High 16-6. And I guess it's good to be home.
Yeah. Well,
and, you know, and up at Rock Island, one of the things up there, it's not that it's such a different shooting background, but it's a really old, very dark gym.
Yes.
And that can have an effect as well. I mean, when you're used to playing it, it's like, you know, that's why everybody has a home court advantage.
Well, and it kind of goes to a lot what we've heard from opposing coaches about the system, too. I don't think U-High realize how much defensive pressure they need to put on the perimeter just yet. And a lot of other teams have seen us a couple times, know that you've really got to pressure the shooters all the way out to essentially the spike line.
Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Armstrong. Armstrong across midcourt, left side on the dribble. Now trapped up by Megan Young, and Jessica Lieber gets it left wing to Masters. Now on the left block, ball is lost. It went off the hands of Taylor Waddell, and the Streaks will get it back, and five new Streaks will come in. Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junk, and Jamie Johnson. And U-High with a relatively short bench. They've got six players sitting over there, and she's already probably used more than she might normally at this point of the ball game.
Yeah, interesting stats 4 minutes into this game. Streaks 4 of 5 from distance and 5 turnovers already for U-High.
Jamie Johnson out high left side. Picks it up. Now gets to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Back to Jamie. Now it's Paige Klink, right wing to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer from the right side. His long rebound comes out long to Paige Klink near the top of the key. And, boy, her pass was off the mark. And I was going to say, I thought they was going to blow the over and back because U-High didn't touch that ball. Paige's pass was a little bit off the mark, went into the backcourt, and Jessica Howard had to run it down there. So the Streaks turned it over with 3:43 to play in the first, leading 16-6.
Right there, Paige needs to be just a hair quicker when she was reversing that ball over to Jess Howard. She delayed for a second, which allowed the defender to jump Jess Howard. If she reverses that right away, it's a wide-open three for Jess.
Hartung on the out on the left side, lost her footing, fell down. Now Emma Junk comes up with a steal. Little contact there. That's all right. Rady Sibley gives to Jessica Howard. Right wing, three-pointer is away and good. Second of the ball game for Jess. 5 for the Streaks, 19-6 with 3:22 to play here in the first quarter. In the backcourt, this is Cheyenne Bowers in, and now gets it to Peck across midcourt. Right baseline goes to Hartung. Hartung drives in right side, gets it high off the glass and in. Nice move by Hartung for her first basket. And make it 19-8. This is Jamie Johnson, top of the key. A three-pointer is away. Rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartung for the Pioneers. Now a steal by Jessica Howard. Full court pressure, and Jess gets hammered, drives in. Hartung fouls her, kept her from getting the easy shot. Nice job by Jessica Howard defending there. Got the steal, and she's going to go back to the free throw line with two more shots. Foul on Hartung is her first. Third team foul on the Pioneers.
Really a good play right there by Hartung, even, because when she went into foul, she made sure that Justin didn't get that shot away. Too often you see they go in, they just do a little bit of contact trying to encourage the shot away, and then what happens is Justin would have hit that and had a chance for a three-point play, but Hartung, a nice, fair, hard foul.
Yeah, I mean, she had her hand like all the way over the top. She was making sure that ball didn't didn't get out of Jess's hands. Jessica misses the first free throw. Back in for the streets, Mickey Rodriguez, Myra Diggins, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton. Second shot for Jessica Howard. Bounces off short. Kind of a surprise there. We don't see that often from Jessica Howard. Peck down with a rebound for Normal U-High. Satellite school for Illinois State University. In fact, right there, school's right there on campus. Right baseline, this is Hartung, drives in, gets it up. Nice defense by Jessica Howard. Rebound comes down to Mickey Rodriguez. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, left of the center circle. Stops, picks up, and swings it over to Jessica Howard, right wing. Now to Sadie Hamilton, right of the center circle. Out high left side, Bailey Boyer, left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. Back to Bailey Boyer. Swings it to Jessica Howard, out far on the right side. Now Sadie Hamilton, right of the center circle. Back to Bailey Boyer. She'll dribble as Normal U-High picking up the pressure out on the out on the perimeter. Mickey Rodriguez, three-pointer out high on the left side is no good. Rebound comes down to Tori Dubit. Long downcourt pass. Oh, knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, but unfortunately went right in the hands of Cheyenne Bowers, and she laid it up and in. Make it 19-10 streaks with 2:06 to play first quarter.
Good play on that last possession by the streaks. They went inside. They did it again right here to Myra to the middle of the lane. She was able to reverse it out right there. She took it down the middle, missed the layup, and Peck with the rebound. She's throwing some elbows under there.
Wow, yeah. I was going to say Sadie and Meyer are right there, but they better watch out for that. Finally, Peck dribbles out of trouble. She had somebody wide open under the basket. It was Hartung. They had actually two Pioneers down there wide open. Hartung lays it up and in, and make it 19-12 with 1:42 to play. Jessica Howard, three-pointer right baseline is good. That is her third of the ball game, and make it 22-12. 1:33 to play, first quarter. Inbound comes to Peck against full court pressure. Gets it across midcourt. Now a three-on-one break against Sadie Hamilton. Drives down, and Sadie knocks it away. Great defensive play by Sadie Hamilton. Then Peck went to the floor after it. Myra Diggins tied her up, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. I mean, Peck dribbled it right out in front of her. Sadie just reached in there and swatted it away.
Yeah, Sadie's got pretty quick hands, especially for a post player. She's able to get in there, and she knocks a lot of balls away. If you're going to be weak with the ball in the paint, Sadie's pretty good about getting that ball out.
22-12, 1:20 to play here in the first quarter. Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, Emma Junk, and Rainey Sibley for the threes. Ty, top of the key, drives to the free throw line, kicks to Jessica Lieber, right wing. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Stroyan, who's back in for U-High, and she goes to the floor and gets tied up, and the possession arrow this time points toward U-High.
Interesting no call right there because Stroyan had the ball, got the rebound, went down to her knee. It should have been either a travel or a foul, and it looked like there was a little too much contact for the streaks, but no call either way.
Now Ty Peachy with a steal on the inbound. Ty on the right wing gets to Jessica Lieber, right baseline, fires a three, off the rim long, rebound on the weak side, comes down to Dubit for U-High. She'll give way to Masters. Masters on the dribble in the backcourt still. And not yet across the timeline. It's, wow, kind of a hook pass. She got it, almost got it down on the baseline to Taylor Waddell, but Jessica Lieber steps in and steals it away. 43 seconds to play in the quarter. Ty Peachy on the dribble out high right side, picks it up, gets to Emma Junk at the high post. Now Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She'll fire another three, in and out, no good. Ty Peachy with a weak side rebound. Left winger goes to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the dribble, now gets to Jamie between the circles. Now it's Ty Peachy. Back to Jamie between the circles. Ty Peachy, left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. No good, but she was fouled. Not a good play by Tiffany Masters, as she actually bumped Ty on the way up and then after the shot as well.
Yeah, and I think right there Masters just has to learn. You get the hand up in the air. You can't come flying out at her like that because the street girls are going to hold their position. And right there with Ty holding her position, she was able to pick up the foul. She goes to the line and hits the first.
And she'll have two more with 26 seconds to play in the quarter. 23-12, streaks lead. Here in our first game today on WGIL, second one for Ty is up and good. The Illinois Fighting Illini coming up next. They actually get underway at 11 o'clock at Assembly Hall, taking on top-ranked Ohio State. Last time a top-ranked team came in there, and Wake Forest, big win for the Illini in that 2005
season. It was, yeah, wasn't it?
And last time Illinois went to Ohio State, ranked number one. Ohio State upset them, so we'll see if we can return the favor here today. We'll pick that game up, the remainder of that, following our broadcast here. As Ty hits all three free throws, make it 25-12. Bailey Boyer, Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Masters, or rather Armstrong, looking to inbound, and we've got, what's the call?
I think we're going to get a hold on Megan Young.
I thought it was going to be a five call initially.
So did I. I was going to be like, that was a quick five. Yeah. But nonetheless, it's Megan Young trying to keep 34, which is Sarah Telling, from getting to the basketball. She held her just a little too much.
Ooh, that one nearly was a violation as Armstrong inbounded and jumped back in and got the return pass and nearly had a foot on the end line. Streaks knocked the ball away on the far sideline, and U-High will get it back from just in front of the Aylesburg bench. Armstrong to inbound, 19.1 seconds to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 25-12.
Much better offensive showing from the Streaks in this game than we saw the last couple.
And it comes to Jessica Dennis in for the first time this afternoon. Now this is Masters with it. Pass on the right block. Stroyan leans in against Sadie Hamilton. Sadie did a pretty good job defensively. Kept her from getting a good shot off, but Stroyan uses her body pretty well. I mean, she really leaned in and drew the contact.
Yeah, Stroyan looked pretty strong there. Nice drop step move. You're right. She kept the shoulder and the right in front of between her and Sadie, and Sadie ends up picking up the foul because she has to go over the top. She didn't really have a choice there unless she just let her have the layup.
Yeah, Stroyan for a 6'1 and just a freshman, she's got some pretty good strength. And we saw it one other time when she went up with a shot and Emma Junkin fouled her. She was able to muscle it up and in. As she hits both free throws, she's got six of the U-High 14, and she's going to go to the bench as Hartung checks back in. 25-14 Streaks, 10 seconds to play. Bailey Boyer across midcourt, right side with seven. Now Sadie Hamilton, left wing Megan Young with five. She'll fire the three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Hartung with 1 second to play, and she's trapped up and dribbles out the clock. We have played one quarter of basketball. It was a good one for the Galesburg Silver Streaks after one. Galesburg 25, U-High 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a coupon for everyone during the Big Farm King Coupon Book Sale. Head to the tire shop for Equus LSI tires, just $69.99, or get slime tire sealant for $29.99 with a coupon at Farm King. For the sportsman, a stack on 8-gun cabinet, wow, $99.99 with a coupon, or a Plano pistol case, $5.99. Take 30% off all camo clothing with a coupon. Save a buck a bag on 12% sweet horse feed, and birds can save too with Wildlife Science Suet, just 59 cents. There's a coupon for everyone during the coupon sale at Farm King.
Honey, try this. It's a new McCafe Caramel Mocha.
Mmm. What mocha?
Caramel mocha.
You mean caramel mocha?
Caramel.
Caramel's a town in Indiana.
But you don't say, hi, I'm from Caramel, Indiana, so it's caramel.
Caramel is sweet, mixed with rich chocolate and smooth espresso, topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle.
Fancy people say caramel.
Introducing McCafe Caramel Mocha from McDonald's. Or
caramel.
I don't know who you are.
The simple joy of indulgence at participating McDonald's.
Knox College's annual international fair is coming up Saturday, January 29th. Get the details Monday morning at 8:35 on the WGIL Morning News.
Second quarter just underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading Normal U-High 25-14. Three-pointer left wing. Mickey Rodriguez no good. Streaks with the basketball. Jamie Johnson, weak side rebounder. Shots blocked by Stroy. And Stroy did a really nice job. Blocked it straight up and came down with a rebound. This is Armstrong with it. Runs it down the right side. Pulls it out on the right wing. Now gives out high right side to Dubit. Back to Armstrong, right baseline. Gets it on the block to Stroyan, and she makes a nice pass to Telling. 10-footer from straight on is up and good by Telling. That's her first basket, and make it 25-16. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez puts it on the floor, gets to Jamie Johnson, top of the key, out high right side to Ty Peachy. Back to Jamie straight on, left baseline, it goes to Mickey Rodriguez, takes it to the wing, now to the baseline to Jessica Howard. She fires a three-pointer, that one's short, rebound off the hands of Megan Young and Jamie Johnson. Actually, Megan probably could have had it. Jamie went after it as well, probably didn't see who had their hands on the ball. Jamie actually knocked it away from Megan, so unfortunately, the ball's going to go back to U-High as Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton check in.
Well, but I guarantee Coach Massey will tell you he'll take one or two of those a game, because right there you had two girls crashing to the boards, and they both got it to a 50-50 ball, and it went out of bounds, unfortunately. But most of the time you're going to haul that in.
Three-on-one break again for U-High, but that time Stroyan could not hang on to the pass from Armstrong. Well, she looks like she's a strong player underneath, but just absolutely couldn't hang on to that pass with the Streaks moving back the length of the court. Straight-on three-pointer. Jessica Howard off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Telling. Telling on the run, right side, cut off by Bailey Boyer, stops on the right wing, tried to get it inside to Stroyan, and it's knocked away, ball goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up, or are we? Nope. Oh, well, finally, but at the point that the whistle blew, the ball was actually loose again, though.
Right. And it was unfortunate for the Streaks, because it looked like Paige Klink might have been able to just pick that one up and go with it, but you're right, right about the time the ball came free is when the whistle finally blew.
Tatiana Peck checks back in, and she replaces Sarah Telling. U-High with the possession arrow. They'll inbound from the right baseline. It comes to Peck left side. And, unfortunate for for Myra Diggins. They got it to Peck on the left baseline. Myra didn't see her, but Peck actually just tripped over Myra's foot, went to the floor as Myra's starting to step forward. Myra gets called for the foul on the floor.
Yeah, but right there, Myra's got to cut the baseline off. You just can't let Peck have the baseline, and that might have actually saved the Streaks 2 points there. We'll see how this possession continues.
Stroyan inbounds to Peck, top of the key, back to Stroyan, high post, left side, looks over the defense, splits the defenders, dribbles down the left side, a great block by Sadie Hamilton, right into the hands of Bailey Boyer, blocked the 6-1 Stroyan, but then Bailey Boyer comes down, tried to make the pass, lost the handle on it, double dribbled, and the Streaks turn it back over.
The Streaks have kind of stalled out here. They had a 25-12 lead, it's 25-16 now, but they haven't scored in the last few minutes of this game.
They've had two games in a row now where they've had a long second quarter drought without scoring. Now another turnover by U-High as Cheyenne Bowers checks back in for the Streaks. Jamie Johnson, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Megan Young. 6:37 to play in the first half, 25-16 Galesburg. Now they've got Peck out there playing the point on their 1-2-2 zone. Brings a little size as Peck is 5'8". Actually, she looks a little bit taller than that. That's what they have her listed at. Jamie Johnson, right baseline, penetrates. Now looks for some help. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber between the circles. High post to Ty Peachy. She'll bring it back out between the circles on the dribble. Now picks it up. Looks for some help and gives to Megan Young out high on the right side. Hands back off to Ty. She'll dribble to the right wing. Now pick up and give to Megan at the top of the key. Back to Ty Peachy. Now it's Jamie Johnson out high on the left side. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Left baseline. Jess fires a three. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Bowers, and it's taken away by Megan Young. Great defensive play by Megan. That's why you don't bring the rebound down. Now pass to Jessica Lieber. Went off her hands. Ooh, I thought that maybe Masters had knocked it out of bounds. They're going to say it goes off Jessica Lieber last. So the Pioneers will bring it from three-quarter court back in. Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer, and Sadie Hamilton.
I think the Pioneers are actually trying to play a 2-3, but just so undisciplined. They keep having somebody from the baseline pop up. I don't know if that's intentional or not, but a couple times I saw Armstrong sprint back to the baseline because the girl that was supposed to be playing the wing on the baseline had sunk all the way up to the top.
Pass knocked away by Jessica Howard, but Waddell runs it down. Now knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Waddell gets back on the left wing. Now to Peck on the left baseline. High post, free throw line, 15-footer up and way off the mark by Bowers, but the rebound put back up and good. Who was it that got that?
Armstrong.
Armstrong puts it up and in. That is her first basket of the ball game. Make it 25-18. Jessica Howard on the left wing. Out between the circles to Paige Klink. Now left wing, Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton. Kicks back out to Jessica Howard. Top of the key, right wing, Bailey Boyer. She'll penetrate to the free throw line. Now gets to Jessica Howard standing on top of the volleyball spike line. That one is in and out, no good. And Bailey Boyer gets a rebound. Paige Klink now three-pointer left baseline is short, and she got knocked off of her balance after the shot. Now a tie-up as the ball goes to the floor. Possession arrow points for Galesburg. Emma Junk and Bailey Boyer doing a nice job hustling after that rebound.
Yeah, very good job by the Streaks hitting the offensive boards there. Unfortunately for Joss Howard, she had a couple that kind of bounced out at the last second, a couple rim rattlers that went in there and just rattled back out.
Back in for Galesburg, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, Megan Young, Myra Diggins, and Ty Peachy. The inbound came to Mickey Rodriguez. It looked like it got knocked away, but they're going to give the ball to U-High.
Well, what happened right there was Mickey didn't get her hands on the ball firmly. It was kind of rolling around in her hands, and then she just tried to slap it over to Lieber, and it went out of bounds.
Now Ty Peachy steals the inbound pass. Gives to Myra Diggins. Back to Ty. Left wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Good! First three for Ty. First points of the second half for the Streaks at the 440, or the second quarter at the 446 mark. Make it back to a 10-point lead, 28-18. This is Armstrong on the dribble across midcourt. Three-on-one break. Nice pass to the left block to Hartung. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Waddell. She can't hit, but the foul is going to go against whom? Is it Myra?
Yeah.
Yeah, Myra Diggins picks up her second foul, and that is the 16th foul on the Streaks. 4:35 to play first half, 28-18 Streaks. Taylor Waddell to the free throw line with two shots for U-High.
Not a whole lot of scoring this quarter by either team. Only 4 points so far for U-High, three for the Streaks. So we've had, after a pretty high-scoring first quarter where it finished 25-14, we've kind of seen things come to a slow, screeching halt here.
Waddell misses the first, hits the second, and she is replaced now by Cheyenne Bowers, 5'10 junior. Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Right baseline, this is Megan Young outside the three-point arc. Puts it on the floor, goes to the wing, gets to Mickey Rodriguez out high right side. Now between the circles, Ty Peachy, backdoor pass to Megan Young on the right side. Can't hit the shot, rebound Myra Diggins can't hit, but she is fouled. And I believe it's going to go against Tatiana Peck. Hartung was there as well.
Right
now
there.
It goes against Hartung.
Right there, Ty Peachy
the point guard has to go up to Megan Young and just say, you've got to hit that. Don't blow my assist like that. Nice find right there from Ty, finding Megan Young wide open under the basket. Unfortunately, Megan was a little too hard with her shot, bounded away. But luckily for the Streaks, Myra Diggins was there to clean it up and go back to the rim. She misses on the first free throw, though. So see if she can at least get 1 point for the Streaks out of this possession.
Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Rainey Sibley, Paige Klink back in. Second one off the rim. No rebound comes down to Hartung for U-High. 4:18 to play here in the first half, 28-19 Streaks. This is Armstrong across midcourt right side. Now top of the key to Peck. Drives down the left side. Pass nearly stolen away, but now this is Armstrong with it. Goes right baseline to Hartung. Brings it out to the wing. Out high left side now to Masters. Masters out high right side to Armstrong. Back to Masters in the center circle. Pass to the high post. Hartung traveled with it. No call. Now gets it on the left wing to Bowers. Now it's Armstrong out high right side and gives to, or rather a Masters to Armstrong. Now Bowers backdoor pass knocked away and stolen by Myra Diggins. Now it's Paige Klink with it. 3:46 to play in the half. Right wing, Jessica Howard. She'll stop and fire the three. That one's off. No good. Emma Junk with a weak side rebound. Kicks out to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. She fires, but she stepped up a little bit too far. Her right foot was on top of the three-point line, so that is a two-pointer, and make it 30-19 Streaks. Peck, left wing, drives into the paint, stops on the left block, passes to Hartung, right side. She lays it up off the glass, and good. That one's one Peck probably should have taken that shot, but Hartung puts it up and in anyway. Make it 30-21. Now a steal by Armstrong. Armstrong on the dribble, lost a handle on it, though. Oh, wow. It's going to go back to U-High.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it went off Armstrong there. She lost control. However, I don't know if you could have called the foul there. A little bit of contact, it looked like, from Myra. So the ball will remain with the Pioneers. The Streaks doing a fairly good job on defense, but it looks like if Tatiana Peck had the ball in her hands more, she could probably do a little bit more for this team. I'm kind of surprised they don't give it to her. She seems to handle the ball pretty well and does a good job distributing when she does have the ball.
This is Armstrong out high left side. Pass stolen away by Megan Young, who's in with Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Lieber. Mickey left wing out high left side to Sadie Hamilton. Right side, it's Bailey Boyer. Now top of the key, Sadie. She'll fire the three, and it's good. Everybody getting into the act. 8 three-pointers for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now a steal on the inbound. Mickey Rodriguez left wing. Sadie Hamilton with it out left of the center circle. Picks up and gets to Bailey Boyer right of the center circle. Bailey dribbles in. Now to Sadie. Top of the key out high left side to Mickey Rodriguez. Left baseline, Jessica Lieber. Stroyan closes out on her. She gets it back to Mickey. Now Sadie tried to throw it over the top to Jessica Lieber, but the pass went right into the hands of Sarah Telling for U-High. Now Peck runs it down the right side. Stops, goes up off the glass, and good. Peck with just her second basket, make it 33-23 Streaks. Sadie Hamilton out between the circles with it. 2:21 to play first half. Now left baseline. Sadie tried to get it to Jessica Lieber again. Overthrew it a bit again. We saw her do that a couple of times up at Rock Island, trying to make that pass over the top and a little bit high with it.
Well, and that's kind of what led to a lot of the issues for the Streaks not being able to get into a rhythm against Rocky, was the fact that there were a lot of passes which took the girl out of position. The Streaks have to be able to give the pass where the receiver can have a nice position with the basketball.
Ball goes to the floor, and now it's stolen away by Jessica Howard. Emma Junk and Rainey Sibley caused that turnover on Telling. It's Jessica Howard with it out between the circles on the dribble. Gets to Ty Peachy out high left side. Hands off to Jamie Johnson. Now left wing, it's Rainey Sibley. On the block to Ty Peachy. Kicks it out right wing. Jessica Howard fakes the three as they close out on her. Now it's Ty Peachy between the circles. Needs some help. That was a double dribble, wasn't it? I thought she had dribbled when she caught it.
Maybe not.
I thought she had. That's why I thought she was standing there looking to pass to somebody. Anyways, Jessica Howard has it on the right wing. Gets to Ty out high on the right side. She'll bring it back out near midcourt. 1:43 to play in the half. Now Ty stops at the top of the key. Swings it to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Back to Ty near the center circle. High post at the free throw line. It's Jamie Johnson. Kicks to Rainey Sibley. Left wing. Three-pointer partially blocked. But Ty Peachy with the rebound. Put back is no good. Rebound comes down to Peck. But it's stolen away by Jamie Johnson. Jamie tries to get it up off the glass. But she gets fouled. Shot's no good. Who's it going to go against? There are three green jerseys there. And it's going to go against Telling. Sarah Telling with the foul, her first, and that is the sixth team foul now on the Pioneers. Both teams with six, and Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line with two shots. Jamie with 5 points already here this afternoon after not scoring Thursday night at Rock Island. But the Streaks, after hitting their first five free throws, have now missed, five in a row.
Wow. Well, right now, Jamie Johnson just needs a little bit more in the knees. She left that one a little bit short, and there's a better bend in the hips. That one's good.
So Jamie hits the second. She'll be replaced by Sadie Hamilton. It's Bailey Boyer, Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, and Paige Klink check back in. 1:25 to play in the half. It's 34-23 Galesburg. Armstrong inbound on the baseline, and it comes to Masters. And a steal by Bailey Boyer. Bailey has it on the right wing. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Now Sadie Hamilton between the circles. Dribbles right. Right baseline to Bailey Boyer. She'll bring it out to the wing and gets bumped by Armstrong. And that'll be her second foul. And the 17th foul. So Bailey Boyer will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
Well, this is definitely a much different game than we saw up at Rocky. We were in the bonus for both teams pretty much by the end of the first quarter. So now the minute 15 left in the half, finally the streaks are going to the line for the bonus.
And the shot rolls off no good. Stroyan down with a rebound for Juhai. Gets it off to Dubit. Dubit long down court pass to Armstrong. Right side up off the glass. Eight-footer is good for Jordan Armstrong. Her second basket, make it 34-25. Just over a minute to play here in the first half. Jessica Lieber, three-pointer, right baseline is short. Rebound Stroyan for Juhai. Stroyan looking for help and gets it off to Dubit. With 55 seconds to play. Across midcourt, Armstrong on the right side. Pulls it out, gives right wing to Masters. Now top of the key goes to Dubit, left baseline to Peck. She'll dribble in left side. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie brings the rebound down. Two great blocks by Sadie, and she's able to bring the ball down both times. Bailey Boyer tries to get underneath to Myra Diggins. It's stolen away on a nice defensive play by Stroyan as she hustled back. 35 seconds to play. Armstrong with it. Runs it to the right wing, stops, fakes the 15-footer, gets it inside to Stroyan. Knocked away momentarily by Myra Diggins. Stroyan shows that strength again, able to get it back and gets it up off the glass and in, make it 34-27. Bailey Boyer, three-pointer, right wing, stops, no good. Rebound down to Stroyan again with 18 seconds to play. Now it's Masters, gets to Armstrong all by herself behind the Galesburg defense, lays it up off the glass and in. She's got 6 points in the quarter, make it 34-29 with 10 seconds to play. And Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. Not happy with what he's seen the last 15 seconds or so. 34-29, Galesburg, 9.1 seconds to play here in the first half. And the Pioneers making a little run to end the half.
Yeah, 8-1 run right now for the Pioneers. The Streaks just have to turn around and sprint back because obviously Jordan Armstrong has decided that on any change of possession, she's going to cherry pick and try to get behind the defense. It's worked a couple times now, so the Streaks have to identify that, and somebody has to just sprint back and not try to pick up the defense right away.
9.1 to play here in the half. 34-29 Streaks. Jamie Johnson inbound at midcourt. She's in there with Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Myra Diggins. 7 seconds to play. Ty on the dribble with six. Top of the key with four. Gives to Megan Young. Left wing. Fires a three with 3 seconds to play, and it's good! And that's the first basket of the ball game for Megan Young. Good way to end the half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one half of play, it's Galesburg 37. Normal U-High 29. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare. We'll run down our halftime stats. We'll also run down the upcoming schedule and talk more about this one. 37-29 at the half. Streaks in the lead. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you a diehard sports fan? Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breed Loves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breed Loves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything's sports.
Imagine if someone would pay you for a living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks at the half leading the Normal U-High Pioneers 37-0. 28-29. Glad to have you along on our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. 37-29. Streaks were up 25-12 at the end of the first quarter. Actually got outscored 17-12 in that second quarter as Normal U-High made an 8-0 run, but the Streaks come back and hit a 3 to end the half, and they lead 37-29. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The other game here prior to this morning, Peoria Notre Dame defeated United Township. Palindrome game, 54-45 was the final in that one. The Galesburg Silver Streak boys basketball team, a big win over the Moline Maroons last night in Western Big Six play here at John Thiel Gym. Nice night last night. It was alumni night. And Fred Mims, a Galesburg High graduate, played baseball and basketball at the University of Iowa, and he's a longtime associate athletic director at University of Iowa. He was a featured speaker last night. Very, very good speech. Sat and listened to him and got a chance to meet him. It was a very nice, very motivational speech last night. It was good to listen to him, and a good crowd here for the game last night. Now, coming up today, as we mentioned, the Galesburg High girls are going to be back in action a little bit later on as they will take on Champaign Centennial. That'll come up. We'll take the air around 4:10 or so. The tip scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Once we're done with this game here this morning between the Streaks and U-High, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. That game should be just getting underway down in Urbana-Champaign at Assembly Hall as they're taking on top-ranked Ohio State. And in fact, see if we can get you an update on that one. As they are, it looks like they're just underway. So, also coming up, the Galesburg High boys are in action tonight. They'll take on Rockford East, the E-Rabs, and that game will, Brad and Jim will have it for you around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled for the tip coming up tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then our next action here on the radio will be next Thursday night. It'll be a big one here at John Thiel Gym as the Streaks will welcome United Township in Western Big Six play. And that'll be coming up Thursday night. Eric and I will have that game for you. And actually we'll join the Illini in progress following that game again as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers coming up on Thursday night. The Galesburg High boys back in action Friday. They'll play host to the Quincy Blue Devils here at John Thiel Gym. The other games going on in this tournament here today, as we mentioned, Notre Dame and U-High played earlier this morning. The other game going on right now over at Lombard, Alleman is taking on Morton. That'll be an interesting game to see how that one goes, because Morton plays more at the same kind of pace as Alleman, so we'll see if the Pioneers can give Morton a battle in that one over there today. Coming up also at noon today here, it'll be Champaign Centennial taking on Peoria Central. At 3 o'clock, Morton takes on United Township here at John Thiel Gym. Peoria Notre Dame takes on Normal U-High over at Lombard. And as we mentioned, it's Centennial and Galesburg at 4:30. Then Peoria Central and Alleman will play at Lombard. That'll be a 6 o'clock start coming up tonight. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. It's Galesburg 37, Normal U-High 29. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I can see your 86-inch plasma TV. I can hear your surround sound and your subwoofers. And I can even imagine you sitting on your sectional sofa, admiring your rare indoor waterfall. But when there's a game on at your house, I can assure you all your friends will be watching it at my house. Because sometimes it's not the size of the TV that determines the party, but rather the plethora of McNuggets.
Right now, you can get 20 crispy chicken McNuggets made with white meat for just $4.99 at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The official WGIL forecast. Today, cloudy with some flurries this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon at a high of 22. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 5 above. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 18. Sunday night and Monday, more clouds with a chance for flurries on Monday. Sunday night's low 11, Monday's high 25. Looking on to Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high around 25 once again. Right now, cloudy skies do have some flurries around the area and 16 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Normal U-High Pioneers 37-29. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Howard. All her points coming in the first quarter. She hit three threes, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. She's got 11 points. 6 points for Jamie Johnson, 1 for 2 from the line. Also a three-pointer. 3 for Sadie Hamilton on a 3. 6 for Ty Peachy. She hit a 3 and also got fouled on a 3 and hit all 3 free throws. 3 for Jessica Lieber on a 3-pointer. 3 for Megan Young on a 3. 2 for Rainey Sibley. Had one right on top of the 3-point arc. 3 for Paige Klink. She also hit a 3. Galesburg with 3 3-pointers. The only thing they didn't do that well, they were 6 for 11 from the line after hitting their first 5 in a row. The Pioneers, led by the freshman Emma Stroyan, with 8 points. 6 apiece for Jordan Armstrong and Mia Hartung. 4 for Tatiana Peck. She's her leading scorer at just under 10 a game. 1 point for Taylor Waddell. 2 for Cheyenne Bowers. 2 for Sarah Telling off the bench.
Well, the Streaks have had a much better game all around at this point. We look at the turnover battle, 19 turnovers for Normal U-High. That's about where you would hope that the Streaks would have them, and then only 11 for them, a little high. You'd like that under double digits at this point of the game, but they've had a little bit of a problem at times with some sloppy ball handling. It hasn't necessarily been because of the U-High pressure. Rebounding numbers, 21-16, Normal U-High rebounding the Streaks. However, when you look at the offensive rebound breakdown, it's kind of phenomenal, actually. Streaks, 16 rebounds, 12 of those offensive. So they've only had 4 defensive rebounds throughout the whole game. And Normal U-High, 21 rebounds, 5 defensive rebound or offensive rebounds. But the interesting thing about those numbers is the fact that you then look at the shooting. Shooting for Normal U-High there, 13 for 21, only 8 missed shots from inside the arc. They're 0-1 from distance, so there's 9 total missed shots. For Normal U-High, good for 59% from the field. The Streaks, 9 of 28 from distance, 2 of 7 from inside the arc. That's 31% from the field, 32% from 3. So only 9 missed shots. That's why the Streaks' defensive rebounding numbers are so low at this point.
Normal U-High with the basketball to start the second half. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Chris LeGros, our studio engineer today, left baseline. Peck drives in, gets up off the glass and good as she got behind the Streaks' defense that time. Peck with her 6th point. Now it's Jessica Howard. Right wing, 3-pointer is short. Rebound comes down to Dubit for U-High. Streaks with Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Jamie Johnson. Ty Peachy knocks it away in the backcourt. Ball goes to the floor. Megan Young dives after it. Going to be called for the travel, but a great hustle play by both Ty Peachy and Megan Young. Ty dove after it after she had knocked it away from Masters, and then Megan dived after it to try to keep it from going out of bounds, but slid across the floor a little bit, got called for the travel, unfortunately.
Yeah, good hustle, and that's all you can ask for from the girls at that point. And unfortunately, you know, it feels like this is a game the Streaks have in hand, but at the same time, it's only a 6-point lead at this point. They have not been able to step on the pedal here against this U-High team, and there's another score for Tatiana Peck.
Yeah, she got behind the Streaks defense again on the left side on a nice pass from Armstrong and make it 37-33. Top of the key as Jamie Johnson drives down the left side of the lane, kicks to Mickey Rodriguez, left wing. She'll fire the 3-pointer, and it's good! First of the ball game for Mickey. That is 10 for the Streaks in the game, and make it 40-33. This is Armstrong in the backcourt, loses a handle on it. Mickey Rodriguez ties her up as the ball goes to the floor. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 7:01 to play in the third. Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink, Bailey Boyer check in as Jessica Howard will stay on the floor for Galesburg.
21 turnovers now for the Pioneers from U-High.
Bailey Boyer has it left of the center circle. Now gets to Sadie between the circles. Picks up, goes to the right baseline to Paige Klink. Out high it goes to Jessica Howard. Now left wing, it's Bailey Boyer. Swing it over to Jessica Howard. Right baseline, Paige Klink. She'll penetrate. Try to get on the left block. Got it to Myra Diggins. Myra muscles it up and in after it was Masters. Got a hand on it. Myra able to muscle right through it. Puts it up and in. Gets her first basket and make it 42-33 Streaks.
Myra doing her best Troyan impersonation right there. She took that one strong after a partial block.
Now Peck down on the left block. Can't hit the shot. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Gets to Paige Klink. Streaks on the run. Paige across midcourt. Right side. Picks up on the wing. And gets the ball was knocked away by Armstrong. And Paige tried to grab it as it fell out of bounds. So it's going to go off the Streaks. And they turn it over with 6:25 to play here in the third.
Well, the Streaks have come out. And they've definitely amped up the defensive pressure in the backcourt. Big time. U-High having a lot of problems getting the ball in. And even just moving the ball up the floor. Now, a couple times they've gotten some good looks, especially at a pack, but the Streaks have done a better job also at getting back on defense.
Back in, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, and Megan Young as Rainey and Jessica Lieber up playing the ball, and they cause Duba to travel. Streaks get it back on the U-High turnover. Inbound comes to Rainey Sibley, and she gets tied up right away. She caught the ball right at the waist, and she turned and Masters was right there, get her hands on it, so the Streaks turned it over on the alternate possession.
Yeah, but good job by Rainey. She tried to fight that one away. Unfortunately, with Rainey's small stature, she just had that ball in a bad spot.
Now U-High beats the Streak press. Peck gets it to Stroyan under the basket. She lays it up and in. She's got 10. Make it 42-35. Nice pass from Ty Peachy to Megan Young under the basket. Gets cut off by Stroyan. Kicks back out to Jamie Johnson. Now Ty Peachy between the circles. She'll dribble left. Gives to Jamie just inside the free throw line. Drives in around Stroyan. Stroyan blocks the shot. However, Streaks are going to get it back on the left baseline. Nice move by Jamie. She kind of hooks Stroyan. She's kind of lucky she didn't get called for the offensive foul. Used the left arm to hook around her and try to get the shot up. But the ball's going to go back to the Streaks.
Yeah, right there, it might have actually behooved Jamie just to go straight up with it once you got in the middle of the lane. It would have been a short little 10, 12-foot jump shot, but it might have been a better option than what she took.
Inbound comes to Ty Peachy. I thought she'd gotten tripped up. She tripped and went to the floor, and I'm not sure exactly what happened, but she fell out of bounds in the process, and the ball's going to go back to U-High.
I think she might have tripped over her own feet, actually. She was getting all discombobulated on the baseline. She tried to cut away and then cut back. I think she just got her momentum going the wrong direction.
Armstrong right wing. Now it's Dubit out high left side. Left baseline goes to Peck. She'll drive into the paint. Pulls up with the 8-footer. No, she tried to make the pass to Stroyan. The ball bounces out. They're going to say it went off the Streaks last. I don't know why Peck didn't just take that shot.
Yeah, that was a forced pass, an extra pass that didn't need to be made by Peck. She could have just easily gone up and over the Streaks defense. It would have been a 6-foot shot. She tried to get Stroyan with a nice pass, but the Streak defense was already down there, so she would have been better set just going up, like you said.
Stroyan with a runner from just inside the free throw line. No good. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound, but Stroyan gets her hands on it and ties Sadie up. Possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Sadie did a nice job actually hanging on to that rebound. She pulled it away from Peck, but Stroyan able to reach at 6-1, able to reach over the top from behind, and wasn't able to take it away from Sadie. Had the tie-up. Left wing, it's Paige Klink. She's in there with Emma Junk, Sadie, Bailey Boyer, and Jessica Howard. Now a steal by Armstrong. Top of the key. She'll run it down the right side, lays it up and in. She's got 8 points all here in the middle two quarters and make it 42-37. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey wants to call a 30-second timeout. Not happy with what he's seen early here in the second half. 42-37. Streaks 5-16 to play in the third.
Well, again, the Streaks just not able to get separation. Every time they go on a little bit of a run, it's been answered by U-High. And U-High has actually done a very good job of now picking up on what the Streaks are trying to do. On that last play, Armstrong was just sitting in the passing lane. The Streaks just a little lackadaisical with the passing, and it made for an easy steal for Armstrong. And once you got the head start of sprinting the other way with the ball, there was little the Streaks could do to get back.
5:16 to play in the third, 42-37. Galesburg with the lead. Streaks came out with a lot of confidence in this one, something they'd been lacking the last couple of games, and played well early on, but a little bit indecisive on some things here to start the second half. And Galesburg has the basketball. Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, and Megan Young on the floor for Galesburg. Ty out high on the right side, picks it up, gives to Megan Young, high post, now kicks out to Mickey. Long three-pointer from out high on the left side, bounces off, no good. Ty got knocked to the floor in the paint. Rebound comes down, and it goes off of Peck last, and the Streaks are going to have it on the left baseline. Peck tried to act like she didn't touch it, pulled her hands back and looked at the official, but he said, nope, off you. So the Streaks get it back.
Interestingly enough, that ball actually, she was batting it around. I don't know why she just stopped going after it.
Mickey Rodriguez misses three. Rebound to Ty Peachy. Jessica Lieber, three out high on the left side. No good. Ty Peachy with another offensive rebound. Can't hit. Peck down with a rebound for U-High. Now this is Masters. Swings the pass over to Armstrong on the left baseline. Nice pass. Armstrong can't hit the shot, but it's Bowers that came down with a rebound. Couldn't hit. She got fouled from behind. Excuse me. Foul goes against Ty Peachy. That's her first team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Cheyenne Bowers with two shots. 4:46 to play third quarter, 42-37 Streaks. First shot is up and good for Bowers, a 5'10 junior for U-High.
Bowers now 3 points on the game. She's collected two rebounds, including the one that she had just got to get herself to the free throw line. She misses on the second attempt. Nice rebound by Myra, and the streak tried to push it ahead, but it gets knocked out of bounds.
As Armstrong gets a hand on it, back in for Galesburg. Line change. It's Jessica Howard, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Jamie Johnson, and Rainey Sibley. 4:42 to play, third, 42-38 streaks. Jamie Johnson inbound from the near sideline. In it comes to Paige Klink. Now it's Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She'll fire the three. It's short. Oof. And the ball falls out of bounds. Just kind of catches the bottom of the rim and fell directly out of bounds. So nobody even got a hand on it. So Uhigh will bring it the length of the court.
Well, not a bad idea by Jamie right there, because it almost looked like the Pioneers weren't even going to guard her, because they were already rotating their defense to the other side of the floor, expecting the ball reversal. She just stopped with it, put the shot up. She just needs to get a little bit more leg into that. Her legs stayed a little heavy on that, and she left it short.
Full court pressure, and now a timeout called by Laura Sellers. 30-second timeout, as her club was having trouble getting across midcourt against the Streaks. Full court pressure. 4:31 to play here in the third quarter, 42-38 streaks. Galesburg was up 25-12 at the half, got outscored, at the first quarter, got outscored 17-12 in that second quarter, but still led 37-29 heading into the half, and now just a four-point lead for the Streaks.
Yeah, the Streaks have been outscored 9-5 so far in this quarter, and just it looked like there was a point in the second quarter. It looked like the Streaks were going to be able to kind of push this one away. It was 33-21 midway through the second, but the Streaks just have kind of gone cold for the last three quarters of a quarter, counting last quarter.
Illinois Fighting Illini underway against Ohio State, 16-12 Ohio State, with about 10:55 to play in the first half. This is Peck at the free throw line for Uhigh, kicks out to Dubit, now tries to get the Bowers, runs it down on the right baseline, back to Dubit. Now top of the key goes to Armstrong, left wing, it's Peck, backdoor pass to Bowers, wide open on the left side, she gets it up off the glass and in.
Good ball rotation right there by the Pioneers. It's a two-point game now.
42-40 streaks. And Jamie Johnson fires a three from straight on, and she's got her second three of the game. She's got 9 points and make it 45-40. Peck drives down the left side. Ooh, a pass knocked away by Jamie Johnson. They're going to call Jamie for the body.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
Jamie was straight up in the air. I don't even think there was any body contact between the two girls.
So Jamie gets called for just her first foul in the ball game. Fortunately, they didn't call it a shooting foul. It was pretty obvious she was trying to pass that one. But nonetheless, Jamie called. That's the second team foul on the streaks. Back in, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jessica Lieber. 3:58 to play, third quarter, 45-40 streaks. Inbound comes to Taylor Waddell at the free throw line. Now right wing, this is Bowers. Drives to the baseline, gets it in the paint, and Stroyan can't hang on, but comes back out to Dubit. Right wing, inside now to Stroyan. She puts it up off the glass and in. And Stroyan, her second basket of the second half. She's got 12 and make it 45-42 streaks. Sadie Hamilton, top of the key, left wing, long three-pointer. Mickey Rodriguez, off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around, comes down to Masters for Uhigh. Masters still in the backcourt, now gets it across to Dubit. Right side, falls to the floor, gets it on the bright block to Waddell. Waddell kicks out to Masters, out high on the left side. Tried to throw it underneath, the ball tipped away, but Uhigh gets it back. Now it's Masters at the free throw line, gets to Stroyan on the left block. Nice touch from the big girl, Stroyan, puts up an eight-footer, good. And make it 45-44, a one-point lead for the Streaks.
Well, right there, great ball movement by the Pioneers. That might be the best ball movement we've seen by either squad in this game so far. They did a good job of reversing the ball around and shooting it to the high post. And what they essentially did was their offense kept moving closer and closer to the basket as they were reversing that ball back and forth, and they were able to get Stroyan for the easy two.
Left wing, three-pointer for Megan Young is off the mark. Jessica Howard tried to save it inbounds on the right baseline, couldn't hit. She's in there with Ty Peachy, Emma Junk, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young. 3:03 to play. Normal Uhigh with a chance now to take the lead on the streaks. But Ty Peachy comes up with a steal on the full court press. Straight on, Jessica Howard, three-pointer, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Masters for Uhigh. This is Stroyan on the run. On the dribble, passes to the left block to Dubit. Dubit gets herself behind the basket, has to kick it out. Got it to Bowers on the left baseline. Now it's Masters out near the center circle. Masters dribbles right. Nearly a steal by Megan Young. Now the ball is going to go into the backcourt. Nice hustle by Jessica Howard. She'll run it down the right side. Lays it up off the glass and good. Great hustle by Jessica Howard, as the streaks could have settled for the over and back call because it would have been against Uhigh. But Jessica Howard instead hustled and beat Bowers to the ball. Laid it up. Now a steal by Emma Junk. Jessica Howard, three-pointer. Straight on is good. And a timeout called by Laura Sellers. She'll call a full timeout. After Uhigh cut it to one, the Streaks now with a 50-44 lead, 2:23 to play third quarter. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Could you really win up to $500 by wearing the new purple WGIL button? Do the Silver Streaks love Hi-Ho Silver?
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at Liberty Tax Service behind Subway on North Henderson in Galesburg, Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall, or at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Clip coupons from the big 16-page Farm King coupon book and save. Stock up on extra laundry detergent. Two big 75-ounce jugs for just $4 with the coupon. And get a gallon of bleach for $1.49. A Breadman bread maker is just $79.99. And take 25% off Empire candles with the coupon from Farm King. Save $15 on a First Alert carbon monoxide detector, just $18.88. And you can get a water softener or softener salt, all on sale with a coupon now at Farm King.
The Galesburg High girls basketball team takes on highly touted Champaign Centennial this afternoon in the Midwinter Classic. I'm Tom Meredith, joining Eric Gibson and me for all the action around 4:10 for the pregame on WGIL.
After the timeouts, Uhigh beats the Streaks back. Waddell gets it up off the glass and in. They get 50-46. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side. Three-pointer bounces off, no good. Stroyan had the rebound go off her hand. Sadie Hamilton comes up with it. Now Bailey Boyer, three-pointer right wing is short. Rebound to Myra Diggins, gets it up, no good. Now Sadie Hamilton with a rebound, kicks out to Jessica Lieber. Right wing, fires another three, off the rim, no. Paige Klink with a weak side rebound. Jessica Lieber out high on the left side. She'll try it from there. That one's off the back iron, no good, and that one bounces up over the top. If at first you don't succeed, might as well. She was wide open, right?
Yeah, a lot of rebounds in there for the Streak. They just kept moving the ball. Unfortunately, not able to get it in. And so good offensive possession other than the end result. So the Streaks did a good job of keeping that ball alive.
Armstrong gives it across midcourt to Peck. Dribbles down the left side. Nearly knocked away by Ty Peachy. Peck brings it out to the left wing. Still on the dribble. Gets to Armstrong out high left side. Now it's Masters left to the center circle. High post. It goes inside. And a foul is going to be called on Jamie Johnson as she reached in on Hartung. And that's going to be the second foul on Jamie. Third team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
It actually kind of looked like right there Jamie just lost her balance. She was trying to guard Hartung, loses her balance, and kind of just leans into her.
Inbound comes to Hartung, top of the key. Now gives to Peck in the paint. Dribbles around, stopped on the left block, puts it up and good. Nice move by Tatiana Peck. She's got 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game. Nice look from Ty Peachy to Myra Diggins under the basket. Myra lost a handle on it. Ty tried to pick it up. She lost it out of bounds. And the Streaks turn it over, and it's back to a 2-point lead, 50-48 with 1:20 to play in the third quarter.
Yeah, every time the Streaks try to push this lead bigger and bigger, there is a run that the Pioneers go on. A nice timeout called by Coach Sellers was able to stomp out the Streaks' momentum, it looks like.
Now Hartung on the right block. Nice feed from Peck. Peck, a very unselfish player. Sometimes she overpasses, but that was a good pass that time to Hartung. She puts it up and in, and we are tied at 50.
First time since it was 2-2 early in the game.
Ty Peachy with it on the right wing for the Streaks. Top of the key, Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer from straight on is good. That'll stem the tide there. It's her fifth of the ball game, and she's got 19 points, 53-50 Streaks, 47 seconds to play, third quarter. Armstrong on the dribble, still in the backcourt. Gets it to Masters, still been down by the Streaks free throw line. Still not across. Now it's knocked away near steal, and a 10-second call against Normal Uhigh. Nice job defensively by the Streaks.
Yeah, good job. Very relentless defense there. And nobody came back to help Masters. She got herself stuck having to try to beat the defense all by herself, and she wasn't able to cross the center stripe in time.
By the way, could you say triple cheeseburger? That was the 13th three by the Streaks here this afternoon. Paige Klink with a three left wing is good.
Her second of the game.
And make it 56-50. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. Jess stops left wing. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound to Sadie Hamilton. Oh, it gets knocked away from her. Peck comes down with it for Uhigh. Peck on the dribble. Two-on-two break. Runs it down the left side. Stops. Leans in. Up off the glass. Bounces off. No good. And Paige Klink down with the rebound for the Streaks. Nice job defensively by Jessica Lieber back there for Galesburg. Now it's Paige Klink, 4 seconds play, gets to Sadie. She'll fire a three out high on the left side. Bounces off, no good. As time runs out, Peck down with a rebound. But after a normal Uhigh run, the Streaks make a run of their own with a couple of threes to end the third quarter. It's Galesburg 56, Normal Uhigh 50. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Margot Jacobs of Galesburg, who won $50. Mary Ponce of Galesburg won $25. Congratulations from WGIL.
Fourth quarter just underway. Tom Erdogan with Eric Gibson. Uhigh with the basketball. Dubin gets out high to Armstrong. She's on the dribble, top of the key. Finds Peck wide open down on the left block. Got it up off the glass and in.
You know, with how well Peck handles the ball, it amazes me that they don't run their offense through her.
Yeah, you would think, but except at times, like we've mentioned, she's too unselfish. She overpasses sometimes. Now Jessica Howard drives to the free throw line. Ty Peachy right wing. 7:33 to play in the ball game. 56-52 Galesburg. Streaks with 13 three-pointers in the game, and not 14 as Jamie Johnson missed one. The ball falls out of bounds. Nobody gets a hand on it, and Uhigh will bring it the length of the floor with 7:24 to play.
That's the second one Jamie missed just badly. I don't know if she was worried about Hartung jumping out at her or what, but she missed that one. She was well off the mark on that one.
Illinois Fighting Illini down 22-21 with about 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. Now a foul in the paint. Peck got knocked to the floor, and it's going to go against, I believe, was it Ty Peachy? Or Jessica Howard. That's her second.
Yeah.
Fourth team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 56-52 Streaks. Back in for Galesburg. Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Paige Klink. Jessica Howard stays on the floor for Galesburg. Inbound comes to Hartung, top of the key. Gets it left wing to Masters. Left baseline, it's Armstrong. Out to Dubin. It's going to go into the backcourt, and it's going to be run down by Myra Diggins for the Streaks. She's got it on the left baseline. Gives to Bailey Boyer, left wing. Bailey picks up the dribble. Now gets to Paige Klink, left baseline. She'll fire the three-pointer. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Armstrong. Knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. And it'll be Normal Uhigh bringing it the length of the court with 6:59 to play in the ball game.
Again, the Streaks just letting this team hang around with them. They've got to do something here, go on a run to kind of put this ball game away, because you don't want this one close down at the end with the interior scoring possible between Peck and Stroyan.
Bad pass by Masters. It's Myra Diggins that comes up with it for the Streaks, and then Masters fouls her and took a shoulder from Myra, went flying to the floor, but that's the price you pay for that foul, as Myra was on the dribble full speed there.
Yeah. Another good job by Myra playing the passing lanes. That's her third steal of the game.
First team foul on Uhigh here in the second half. 6:50 to play in the ball game. 56-52 Streaks. Jessica Howard to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Back to Jess out straight on. Long three-pointer from on top of the spike line. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. But it's Armstrong that comes up with it for Uhigh. Armstrong on the run, left wing, triple teamed. Now gets it to Peck. Peck in the paint, dribbles down. Nice look underneath to Hartung, but Jessica Howard gets in there, knocks it away. Hartung is going to, yeah, goes off Hartung last on the baseline. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 6.5 minutes to play.
Well, right there, that would have been a good pass, but I think you've got to know your personnel. I don't know Hartung's the best person to be passing it to in traffic. I think if that had been Stroyan, it would have been a great pass by Peck, and Stroyan would have been able to finish it. But we haven't seen Hartung be able to handle the ball too well here in this game.
Megan Young, Rainey Sibley, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber in for the Streaks. This is Rainey Sibley on high left side. Tried to get into the paint to Jamie Johnson. Pass was behind her. Streaks turned it over. Now Armstrong has it. Knocked away by Ty Peachy. Ball goes to the floor, and a tie-up goes back to the Streaks. Great defensive play by Ty, and she and Megan Young got there to tie up Armstrong. 6:11 to play, 56-52 Streaks.
31 turnovers now for the Pioneers in this game.
That won't make your coach happy.
No, especially in a four-point game.
Yeah. Jessica Lieber out high left side. Gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Backdoor pass. Jamie Johnson wide open underneath on the left side. Nice pick from Megan Young. Jamie lays it up and in. And make it 58-52 Streaks. First basket of the fourth quarter for Galesburg. 5:50 to play. This is Peck across midcourt left side. Streaks get back defensively. Now it's Masters out in the corner on the left side. Swings a pass over the top to Armstrong on the right wing. Armstrong trapped up looking for help. Got it to Hartung under the basket, and her shot is blocked by Jamie Johnson. Going to go back to the Pioneers. So that's one of those. Hartung brought it down by her waist again. Jamie just able to reach in, put her hand on the ball. She went up for the shot.
Yeah, and right there, again, good job by the Streaks, but you kind of want to see the Streaks deny that pass into Hartung because they've kind of been letting those big girls catch the ball in the lane and then trying to play defense afterwards. You just got to play full denial as far as that goes.
Emma Junk, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton, Paige Plinkin for the Streaks. Emma Junk knocks the inbound pass away, goes into the backcourt. It's going to go off Bowers last, and the Streaks will get it back with 5:33 to play.
This game, a little seesaw here at the end. The Streaks have been able to keep a lead the whole time, but it seems like every time U-High goes on a run, then they make a couple dumb mistakes and give the Streaks back the ball, and the Streaks are able to go on a run.
Bailey Boyer's pass gets poked away by Armstrong. Streaks get it back on the near sideline. Sadie Hamilton into Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. 5:27 to play in the ball game. Now top of the key, it's Jessica Howard out high on the left side to Paige Klink. Swings it back to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Lost the handle, now got it back and gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey, top of the key on the dribble, now takes it to the right side, picks up, looks for some help, gives to Jessica Howard, top of the key. She'll fire the long three from straight on. That one's short. Rebound, they're going to call Sadie Hamilton for going over the back of Stroy, and she did a nice job getting position, and at 6-1, you're not going to get away with that one.
No. Again, a good job by Stroy with the box out. And, you know, when the teams do box the Streaks out, we see a lot of those over-the-back calls because the Streaks continue to be aggressive even though there's the box out. But a lot of teams just let the Streaks kind of bully them around inside, and that's why we've seen them get so many offensive rebounds on the norm.
5:04 to play in the ballgame. Masters gets it across midcourt to Armstrong, back to Masters, now swings it right wing to Bowers. Drives to the baseline, inside, gets it to Stroy, and she puts it straight on up off the glass and in. Her first basket of the fourth quarter. She's got 16 and make it 58-54. 4:50 to play. U-High still hanging tough.
Stroy, a very nice-looking player on the inside.
Now Bailey Boyer, three-pointer out high on the right side. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Bowers, but she goes to the floor, loses the handle on it, and we're going to have a tie-up. And thought maybe there should have been probably a travel when she fell to the floor, I thought, because she fell to the floor on her own. But the possession are unfortunately points toward U-High as Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, and Mickey Rodriguez check back in for the Streaks. 4:37 to play in the ballgame, 58-54 Galesburg.
Another chance for the Pioneers to get this back to a two-point ballgame.
Inbound comes to Masters in the backcourt on the dribble. Now gets it to Armstrong across midcourt right side, right baseline to Bowers. Now back between the circles to Masters, swings it over left side to Dubit. Back to Masters in the center circle, dribbles right. Nice pass underneath to Bowers, lost the handle, got it back. And now the ball is going to go back to the Streaks as Bowers tried to swing it over to Stroyan on the left block and overthrew her. And the Streaks get it back on more of an unforced error that time by U-High.
Yeah, and that's what we've continued to see. Every time they've kind of got back into this game, they start making some bad passes, start making some bad turnovers, and next thing you know, the Streaks are able to push the lead back out to 6 or 8 points.
Ty Peachy with it, top of the key, out high right side to Megan Young, 4:13 to play in the ballgame, 58-54 Galesburg. Backdoor pass to Megan Young, right side, got knocked away by Armstrong. Nice thought, pass a little bit low. Armstrong might have jammed a finger a little bit on that one. She's kind of holding her hand after she must have knocked it away right off the fingertips. Inbound to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, goes to Jessica Lieber, fires a three, that one's long, rebound, Myra Diggins, weak side, up off the glass and got it.
That's where Lieber goes and says that was a pass the whole way.
60-54 Streaks, under 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Masters on the dribble in the backcourt, gets to Dubit across midcourt. Now this is Stroyan out on the right wing. Stroyan gets to Masters in the center circle with 3:49 to play. Masters fires down to the left baseline to Waddell. Waddell back to Masters, free throw line. Pass kicked away by Ty Peachy. Masters, kind of a weird pass. She throws this kind of a hook pass with her right arm. She's overthrown. She's made a few good passes that way, but she's overthrown some and thrown some that her teammates can't handle either.
Well, if you see, she's actually got that right hand taped up, so I wonder if that has something to do with it. It looks like her thumb is taped up, maybe as if she jammed it or jammed her wrist, so that might explain why she has to do that.
On the blocks, Troy on right side. Nice defense as Rainey Sibley doubled down and helped out Jamie Johnson, Jessica Howard, Emma Junk, Paige Klink in there as well. Paige knocks a pass away this time on the left wing with 3:31 to play, and U-High will get it back as Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, and Sadie Hamilton come in for Paige Klink, Rainey Sibley, and Emma Junk.
One of the biggest things coaches stress on defense is get your hands up. You see too many players try to play defense with their hands at their sides. The Streaks are a good example of why you do that. A lot of deflected passes just because their hands are up and the opposing team just tries to throw it through their hands.
Masters tried to get it on the block to Stroy. A nice defense by Jamie Johnson and Sadie Hamilton. Jamie able to knock the pass away, and the Pioneers will get it back on their own left baseline again. 3:23 to play, 60-54 Streaks. Stroyan to inbound. Gets it into Masters on the left wing. They keep looking for the post play, and now the pass overthrown. Try to get it to Armstrong underneath on the right side. Overthrew her again. And the Streaks get it back on another U-High turnover with 3:17 to play.
Well, right there, Ty actually collapsed down on Armstrong, who was supposed to, that pass was intended to, actually ran into her. No call, though, and the ball went out of bounds. So another turnover, and now you're looking at 34 turnovers for the Pioneers.
Streaks look like they might run a little clock here. Jamie Johnson holding on left of the center circle. Now gets to Ty Peachy in the center circle. Back to Jamie. See if they're going to draw U-High out of this zone they've been playing.
This is interesting because we haven't seen the Streaks really do this much at all this season.
Now Ty Peachy in the center circle gets tripped up. Dribbles right. 2:52 to play. Now Jamie Johnson between the circles. Jessica Lieber left baseline to Jessica Howard. She'll drive baseline. Stops. Ooh, and got called for the travel. Must have picked up the pivot foot after she stopped, and the Streaks turned it over with 2:46 to play.
Well, that was a bad spot right there for Jess Howard to stop if she didn't know where she was going with the ball. She stopped short on the baseline and allowed the Pioneer defense to trap her up, and then when she was looking for the pass, she must have, drugged that pivot foot just a little too much.
Dubit gets it across midcourt to Bowers. Back
yeah,
to
that's yeah, over and back.
Yeah, shit. Dubit jumped from the backcourt into the front court while she was accepting the pass, and the Streaks get it back on, what, 35 now?
35, yeah.
35th turnover.
Yeah, right there, Dubit, like you said, she has to establish her feet in the front court, and she did not do that. She was still in the backcourt. But once that pass was received by her.
And she just bumped Ty Peachy on the dribble, picks up her first foul, and just the second team foul on U-High. They got plenty to give at this point. 2:39 to play. Jamie Johnson inbound from near midcourt. Got to get it in. Finally gets it into Jessica Lieber, left at the center circle. Gets bumped again by Dubit. And the Streaks will have to inbound again, her second. Now the third team foul with 2:37 to play.
Coach Sellers not happy, but realistically, you need to start piling up some of these fouls so if the game's tight at the end, you can get the Streaks to the free throw line without letting them burn clock.
Ty Peachy across midcourt, right side on the dribble, gets left of the center circle to Jamie Johnson. 2.5 minutes to play. Jamie goes to the wing, pulls it back out against Hartung, gives to Jessica Lieber. Jessica dribbles right out near midcourt, picks up, and gives to Jessica Howard near midcourt. Ooh, nearly stepped into the backcourt. Now she's called for the travel again.
No, they're going to call 14.
Okay.
Jordan Armstrong's going to call for a hold. He initially motioned
didn't he indicate,
like...
Yeah, they wouldn't have a travel.
He started his travel motion, but they grabbed his wrist at the last second. So, but nearly a travel anyway.
So Hartung gets called for the foul, her third, and now Ty Peachy has it in the backcourt, 2:17 to play, and that should be an intentional foul right there. It wasn't a hard foul, but Dubit just put both hands on Ty and pushed her hip. I mean, was not going after the ball at all, and by rule, that is an intentional foul. Well, but usually it only gets called if it's actually flagrant.
And I think right now that's what U-High is trying to do is start piling up the fouls so that the Streaks are going to have to go to the free throw line. But that's one of the few NBA rules that I actually enjoy more is the fact that, you know, they do the two in the last minute, which doesn't, to me, this system technically penalizes the team that has played a pretty clean game and might be down at the end of the game. And then, you know, time has to be taken off the clock while they're fouling.
2:11 to play. Ty Peachy into the front court on the dribble. Looks for some help now. Finally gets it to Jessica Howard. Well, actually, Evan Massey calls a timeout. And he is going to call a full timeout. 2:06 to play. We'll take a timeout as well. It's Galesburg 60, U-High 54. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
The new year brings a new lineup to WGIL. Hi, Galesburg, I'm Glenn Beck. I hope you'll join me weekdays at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14.
2:06 to play in the ball game. It's Galesburg 60, Normal U-High 54. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We'll have more Silver Street basketball coming up later on today as the girls will take on Champaign Centennial. We'll take the around 4:10, scheduled 4:30 tip-off. Galesburg High boys tonight hosting Rockford East here at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that game for you around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip-off. And as soon as we're done here, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're taking on top-ranked Ohio State at Assembly Hall. That game still in the first half, getting close to halftime. Jamie Johnson inbound, finally gets it into Jessica Lieber. She's trapped up in the corner, and another timeout called by Evan Massey.
Well, just a terrible pass right there. Jamie didn't have much of anywhere to go with the ball, but Jessica Lieber came to the sideline to catch the pass, and automatic double team with the sideline. That made it a triple team, and the half court line wasn't far behind, so she didn't have anywhere with to go to the, with the ball that time either. She's just not setting any screens to open anybody up, and there's very little movement from the Streaks either. They're just trying to run straight to the ball, which yeah. They're essentially just running to where the defense is.
So 2:03 to play in the ball game, 60-54 Streaks lead. It's been an interesting last 30 seconds or so with U-High trying to mount up their fouls, and now they do have 16 fouls. Actually, when they started this, I think it was 5 team fouls for the Streaks, just 1 for U-High, yep. But they've had to foul trying to stop the clock, and now they will, from here on out, if they do foul, they'll put the Streaks at the free throw line. But last couple of plays, if you mentioned, they haven't had to foul, as Galesburg's not done a good job on their inbound plays or their ball handling out near midcourt.
Right, now the Streaks down to 1 timeout left in the game. You know, the other thing is I'm kind of surprised, and I don't know if it was intentional or not for them to get up to 6 fouls, but if I was Coach Sellers, I would have at least kept it a little bit, you know, maybe 5 fouls or even 4 fouls. That way, if during the course of the game there's just a normal foul, you're not putting the Streaks on the line.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, 2 minutes is still a lot of playing time left in the game. Into the backcourt, it comes to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt right side and gets trapped up in the corner again looking for some help. And ball knocked away by Peck. Ball goes to the floor in the backcourt and a tie-up. And fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points toward them.
Yeah, Streaks getting all kinds of breaks right now just inherently throughout the game with the possession arrow here as well. Right there, again, Ty Peachy picked up her dribble in a double team and kept the ball low. She's got to get that ball higher. And also, Jess Howard was wide open. She didn't find her.
Now hands off to Jamie Johnson. She was fortunately established her position in the front court, across midcourt by the time she got it. Megan Young between the circles, 1:39 play. Knocked away by Peck. Ball goes into the backcourt. Wow, no foul.
And that's what Coach Massey's saying right now. How is there no foul? Now Coach Massey burns his last timeout trying to save Megan Young in the possession. This is going to be a full timeout.
So a full timeout, 1:36 to play. Yeah, Megan Young had it out near midcourt. Now initially, Peck cleanly tapped the ball away from Megan, went to the floor. Megan turned her back, picked it up, and Peck reached over the top of her and knocked her to the floor. The ball went to the backcourt, and honestly, if that's not a foul, it should have been an over and back because the ball had gone off of Megan last. She had gotten possession back.
Well, the official here said that no, it actually went off. It was his call. He made the sign that it was tapped into the backcourt when Megan went after it, but again, the Street Girls not helping themselves out. They get across the half-court line. They keep picking up their dribble. Somebody's got to keep their dribble alive. And you've got the only time you pick it up with defensive pressure this heavy is you've got to know where you're going with the basketball.
Well, a good first half apparently for the Illinois Fighting Illini, playing some inspired basketball at least a couple of games in a row. They are at halftime, and Illinois is up on Ohio State. Top-ranked Buckeyes 34-33 at halftime. So hopefully they'll come out and play a good second half as well.
Yeah, that Solinger kid at Ohio State is a ton.
Yeah, just a freshman, another
one and done.
Yeah, like Greg Oden. Hopefully, for his sake, he won't be injured like Oden was, who's played, what, maybe 4 NBA games in his 2 or 3 year career.
Yeah, now the Streaks have to get across the half court line. Time's running out.
And they don't have another timeout. And finally, Jamie Johnson gets it across, 1:25 to play.
I think that was a beneficial 10 long 10 seconds.
Now a push call on Hartung as Ty Peachy dribbling out near midcourt. So now the Streaks are going to go to the free throw line. Ty Peachy with a chance to win a bonus. Hartung with her 4th foul.
You know, and this just had to be driving Coach Sellers nuts because the Streaks just kept looking into things and then burning timeouts to keep this possession alive. And this possession has actually now gone into a minute and a half range. It was about 2:30 on the clock when they started this possession.
Ty Peachy at the free throw line. Free throw off the back iron. No good. Rebound bounces out. Goes to the floor. Now it's a tie-up. Jessica Howard and
Stroyan, I believe.
Stroyan there. And the possession arrow this time points toward U-High. Well, I guess the one advantage we've seen as it's a 6-point could be a 2-possession game. I don't think we've seen the Pioneers even attempt a 3-pointer.
They've attempted
one.
They missed it. Yeah, it was attempted early in the game by Dubit.
Now the Streaks back in a 2-3 zone. It's Peck. Now out to Masters between the circles. Right wing, it goes to Armstrong, swings it to Dubit. She'll try the 3 from the left wing. It's way short. Rebound comes out long, and Dubit knocks it away. Ty Peachy comes up with it. Now a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Galesburg as Armstrong got it tied up there with Ty Peachy. 55 seconds to play in the ball game.
Well, the streak's definitely not.
I need to move my car.
Yeah. I was wondering that when I saw that you were parked in front of the between the two school buses.
Well, see, there was only one there when I got here.
Oh. So
anyway, Jamie Johnson across midcourt gets to Ty Peachy left of the center circle and another foul on Hartung, and I think that is going to be her fifth.
Yeah, it looks like she's headed to the bench. The streak's just looking a little listless here at the end of the game. Just have not finished this all too well, and I think Coach Massey right now talking about the fact that he feels like there's a lot of physical pressure on his girls and a lot of bumping going on with the defense.
48.5 seconds to play in the ball game. Ty Peachy at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. She will get the bonus.
She's now 4-for-5 from the line in the game.
61-54, Streaks with the lead. Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Sadie Hamilton, and Jessica Howard on the floor. Second shot up and good as well.
For all intents and purposes, at least a 3-possession game, maybe even a 4-possession game with the fact that we, like you said, we haven't seen very many threes being hit.
Streaks drop back into a 2-3 zone again. Left wing, this is Dubit with it, and Yuhai taking a lot of time off the clock. Now Peck has the top of the key, drives in, knocked away from behind by Megan Young. Sadie Hamilton comes up with it, 32 seconds to play. Jamie Johnson with the basketball, and she gets fouled in the backcourt by Master, so Jamie Johnson will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus, and after this, if they foul, Streaks will get two shots each time.
Yeah, and I think unless Jamie misses these and then the Pioneers come down and hit a three, I would imagine that Coach Sellers will call off the dogs, but we'll see.
First shot up and good for Jamie. She's got 12 points in the ball game, make it 63-54. 30.8 seconds to play.
Only 4 points in this quarter so far for the Pioneers.
Second shot up and good as well. And the Streaks only actually with two baskets and now 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. Now a 10-point lead, 64-54 for the Streaks. They'll drop back in the 2-3 zone again. Masters, Dubit wasn't ready for the pass, but she's able to get it back. Now Masters has it out high on the right side, still running a lot of clock and not getting toward the basket. Now Masters fires a long three. It's an air ball from the left side. Bowers has the rebound go off her hands. Ty Peachy comes down with it, and Peck fouls her with 14.7 seconds left, and Ty Peachy will have two shots at it this time.
Tom, you and I kind of talked about this a couple games ago, but this is definitely a major advantage for the Streaks that they do shoot so many threes, because a lot of teams come down the stretch like this and they don't have anybody that normally shoots threes. So when they put them up, it's very labored, and it also, you know, very little confidence that they're going to hit. Unlike most teams, though, you know, the Streaks average probably about 50 attempts on the season, and you know they've done just a good job of making sure that game in, game out, they get them up, and you have that extra confidence here at the end of games.
Ty Peachy hits both free throws to make it a 12-point lead, 66-54. 8 seconds to play. Stroyan, top of the keys, gives to Peck in the paint. She'll pull up with the 8-footer, and it's good. And the Streaks don't even have to inbound; they do. But Ty Peachy on the dribble gives to Megan Young, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks break their two-game losing streak. Final score, Galesburg 66, Normal U-High 56. The Streaks now 19-5 on the season. We'll take a timeout, come back with our post-game show. We'll talk about this one, get a chance to chat with one of the Streaks coaching staff, run down our final stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 66, U-High 56. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Winter is here. Stacking up, but hidden in your firewood are beetles that are devastating Illinois ash trees. Damage from the emerald ash borer, or EAB, can be prevented with your help. Always keep your firewood in your county, and if you must buy it, know the source. Do not accept firewood from other states. No matter the degree of weather, harsh or mild, be sure to burn every piece of wood before May 1st. Save Illinois ash trees. Prevent the spread of EAB. Brought to you by the Illinois Department of Ag.
Play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Grady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The way we live our lives can impact the way others live theirs. And when we reach out a hand to one, we can influence the condition of all. I'm Kelly Benowitz, president of the United Way of Knox County. Right now, United Way contributions are only at about 80% of the 2011 goal, and we need your help. You see, there are nearly two dozen local nonprofit organizations that depend on the financial support they receive from the United Way to continue to help people in need throughout Knox County. But where will those people turn if the agencies aren't there? United Way makes it easy for just about anyone to give through the Employee Payroll Deduction Program. As an individual, you can give through our website using PayPal. Even as little as a few dollars can have a profound impact. A good place to start? Ask your employer if they participate in the United Way's Employee Payroll Deduction Program. Or if you own a business and would like more information, please call or email our office.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Learn more at unitedway-galesburg.net.
We're ready to pull that tooth, Mr. Peters. How you doing today?
It hurts.
How's that again?
I think he said it hurts.
Just relax. Where'd you get that WGIL button on your coat?
I can win up to $500.
What did he say?
He says he can win up to $500.
Maybe I need a button. Ready, nurse?
Ready, doctor.
Okay, Mr. Peters. You'll be under for just a few minutes while I extract this button. Tooth.
The new purple WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast. Today, cloudy with some flurries this morning, then partly sunny this afternoon at a high of 22. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 5 above. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high of 18. Sunday night and Monday, more clouds with a chance for flurries on Monday. Sunday night's low 11, Monday's high 25. Looking on to Tuesday, mostly cloudy and a high around 25 once again. Right now, cloudy skies do have some flurries around the area and 16 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 19th win on the season. They're now 19-5 as they defeat the Pioneers from Normal U-High. 66-56 was the final score of the game. Actually, probably a bit closer than what that final score indicates, as U-High hung tough throughout the Streaks. Not a good job of handling the ball down the stretch and able to let U-High kind of back in it throughout the second half. But the Streaks, still with a good victory, came out with a lot of confidence. And, you know, and it's nice when they didn't do everything they needed to do down the stretch and still come out with a good victory over a pretty good U-High team here this morning at John Thiel Gym. Just about ready to head into afternoon. And coming up, as soon as we're done with our post game, we're going to pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini, and we should pick it up but just about the time they start their second half, or just into the second half. The Illini up on top-ranked Ohio State 34-33 at halftime. So we'll pick up the remainder of that game when we're done with our post game here. 66-56, the final score once again as the Streaks now 19-5 on the season. The Pioneers drop to 11-10. Coming up following this one, it'll be Champaign Centennial in action. They will take on Peoria Central, what should be a pretty good basketball game. And later on today, the Streaks take on Champaign Centennial. We'll take the air somewhere around 4:10 or so, a scheduled tip-off for about 4:30 this afternoon. Eric and I will have that for you. And then later on tonight, it'll be the Galesburg High boys basketball team coming off a win over Moline last night here at John Thiel Gym. They'll play host to the E-Rabs from Rockford East High School. And Brad and Jim will have that for you around 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 the scheduled tip-off coming up tonight here on WGIL and WGIL.com. In a few minutes, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our final stats for you as well, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final score, Galesburg 66, Normal U-High 56. We'll take this time out. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you trust, you rely on the strength, integrity, and ability of another. For over a century, families in Galesburg and the surrounding communities have put their trust in OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Our physicians, family practitioners, and staff Work hard to earn your trust every day through the use of the latest technologies and procedures, providing a comfortable environment for you to discuss treatment options as well as prevention, giving you confidence that you are receiving the highest quality healthcare possible. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL with this reminder. Kids Month artwork is on display now through the 28th at the Galesburg Civic Arts Center. Drop in anytime or stop by for the closing reception Friday the 28th from 5 to 7. For more information, click on WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. When winter weather hits, trust the WGIL news team to bring you the latest delays and cancellations. Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
66-56, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Normal U-High Pioneers here at John Field Gym today. The Streaks are now 19-5 on the season after their victory. Coming up momentarily, we're going to get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as he's getting ready to make his way toward us over here. But Galesburg outscored Normal U-High 25-12 in the first quarter. Actually got outscored in two of the three of the middle two quarters anyway, 17-12 in the second quarter. Streaks were still up 37-29 at the half. Streaks got outscored 21-19 in the third quarter and still led 56-50, but outscored U-High 10-6 in that final quarter. And they come out with a win 66-56, the final in this one here this morning at John Thiel Gym. Coming up, as we mentioned, we'll pick up the Illinois Fighting Illini. They're taking on top-ranked Ohio State here at Assembly Hall. That game, second half, probably just getting underway, and we'll pick that up as soon as we're done with our post-game here from John Thiel Gym. As Streaks head coach Evan Massey makes his way here, as we're going to get a word with the Streaks head coach. Kind of get things situated here. Galesburg with the 66-56 win. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. Girls came out early with that confidence and swagger that they've kind of had throughout most of the season and during that win streak. But U-High, a good team. They were able to, you know, just kind of kept in it throughout.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good – they, you know, early gave us too many looks, and then they adjusted. And we didn't really adjust well ourselves then, I didn't think. That we, you know, we struggled – I don't think as, you know, the biggest struggle we had was we just turned the ball over against their defense.
Well, one of the things, I know you probably weren't happy there down the stretch when they were committing the fouls to try to stop the clock, and you probably didn't do as good a job handling the ball at that point as you wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of a, in some ways, a sleepy game in terms of what, I you know, believe it or not, I'm happier that I think if you divided the delay stuff into half, the first part of it we didn't do a good job, and then the second half, I think we, the second part of it, the very last minute and a half, I thought we did a much better job of, we did less dribbling and more pass the ball, and then when they went man, we dribbled appropriately.
And you did actually shot the ball pretty well today also, and moved the ball well on the offensive end.
Yeah, I think, you know, what's funny is this is a game that you look at statistically and you would wonder how they were within 10 points. So we shot the ball well. We did a great job on the offensive boards. And we created a lot of turnovers on them. And so you'd look at it statistically and think, well, this is probably a, you know, an 85-55 game. And you look at the score and it's a 10-point game. And so, you know, some of that, I think, we hurt ourselves with turnovers. So we got more possessions, but we turned it over. And I think the other thing we did was we missed so many free throws that I think in the first half, if we had made free throws, it would have been a different game.
Well, a good effort here today, but do you turn around and do it again against probably a little bit better team in Champaign Centennial, who's getting ready to play Peoria Central here? So, as you said, this is a stretch of games. You knew what was coming, and just, you know, they have to be ready mentally and physically for another one today.
Yeah, and I think they will be. What we've tried to say to them is just we've just got to keep focusing on the process versus. You know, I think right now all the winning, we're so more focused on the outcome, and the outcome will come if we take care of the process and just, you know, play hard and play with composure on offense.
Well, a good win for you this morning. We'll talk with you again later on this afternoon.
Okay, thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our post-game show. The Streaks come out with a nice win, 66-56 over Normal U-High. We'll take a timeout, come back, run down our final stats, and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Saturday, February 5th at the Orpheum Theater. It's Bob Zaney.
Here's a fun fact about dogs. You know, a dog can make 100 facial expressions, beating out Joan Rivers by 99.
Comedian Bob Zaney returns to the Orpheum Theater Saturday, February 5th with Bob and Tom favorites Tim Cavanaugh and Donnie Baker.
Well, who's drinking tonight with Donnie Baker, man?
Also that afternoon, you can see the premiere of Zaney's documentary, Close But No Cigar, filmed in Galesburg. For more, go to galesburg.info, keyword laughs. Sponsored by Dave's Auto Body.
It's free, and you can win cash just by wearing it. The purple WGIL button. Get more details and a list of button locations at WGIL.com.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, the winner over Normal U-High. 66-56 was the final score. Time to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and some people are going to be loving some triple cheeseburgers today as the Streaks hit 15 three-pointers in the game, surpassing that 13 mark once again. Well, the Streaks were led in scoring. Actually had three players in double figures. Jessica Howard led the way with 19 points. She hit 5 three-pointers. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Jamie Johnson bounced back after being in foul trouble up at Rock Island. Didn't score in that game. She had 13 this afternoon or this morning here, including a couple of three-pointers, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 10 points for Ty Peachy in the ballgame. Ty hit a three-pointer. That was her only basket of the game. She was 7 for 8 from the free throw line, including in the first quarter. She hit 3 in a row. She got fouled on a three-pointer. Drops down a bit after that. 3 points for Mickey Rodriguez on 1-3. 3 for Sadie Hamilton on a three. Also 3 for Megan Young and Jessica Lieber each on a three-pointer. 4 points for Myra Diggins on a couple of baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. Let's see, Bailey Boyer 0 for 1 from the line. 6 points for Paige Klink on a couple of three-pointers in the ballgame. Galesburg ended up 12 for 18 from the free throw line. For U-High, a couple of players in double figures. Their 6'1 freshman, Emma Stroyan, with 16 points. She's going to be an impressive player, very strong for a freshman of her stature. Usually kind of gangly at that point and really tough on the strength side, but she's going to be a really good player. 14 for their leading scorer, Tatiana Peck. 8 points for Jordan Armstrong, 8 for Mia Hartung, 5 points for Cheyenne Bowers, 3 points for Taylor Waddell, 2 points for Sarah Telling, the Pioneers 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Well, the bigger story probably the turnovers.
Yeah,
though.
Turnovers really was the story of this game. The Streaks forced 36 turnovers by the U-High Pioneers. Streaks only turned the ball over 19. So both numbers are very favorable to the Streaks and exactly probably where Coach Massey would like to see it on the average. As far as rebounding, the Streaks did get out rebounded 37-31. However, they dominated their own offensive boards. 21 offensive rebounds, only 7 offensive rebounds for Normal U-High. Shooting numbers, pretty impressive actually for Normal U-High. 26-39 from inside, 0-3 from distance. Good for 62% of the game. They actually shot 72% in the second half. They were 13 for 18. But again, all layups and close shots, and they didn't capitalize with all those turnovers. Now the Streaks on the other side of things, not a great shooting day. 14-53 from distance, 6-14 for inside the arc. That's good for 26%. And only 30% overall, 26% from three. Contrary to what Tom had, only had the Streaks at 14 threes, still good enough for triple cheeseburgers, but 14 threes nonetheless. So a pretty good game for the Streaks. Not a great game, though, and not a game that, you know, this was a team the Streaks could have come out and dominated, especially with how poor they handled the ball in the backcourt.
66-56, the final score. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Pioneers of Normal U-High, and the Streaks now move to 19-5 on the season after their win here this morning. And like I said, not not the the greatest game by the Streaks, but it's always nice when you can have that where you, you know, Moline was a game like that where you really didn't play well most of the game, still come out with a victory. It's good to know that, you know, even when you don't have your best game, that you can still come out with a win.
Oh, yeah, win's a win. This is going in the W column. You take that, you use it for the next game now. Now, unfortunately, the Streaks didn't have a dominant game in which, you know, you've dominated so you could get a lot of the bench players, well, as much as you can call them bench players, they all play,
right.
But get as much, get the starting core group out of there as long as possible. You had to play them all the way to the end, so hopefully there's not too much fatigue, and hopefully when Centennial comes out and they play Peoria here, that wears them out a little bit too.
Our final stats brought to you by McDonald's. I'm Levin. A time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, this is kind of a tough one today because when it really came down to what was the crunch time streaks, and Coach Massey in our post-game interview, he kind of divided that little stretch there down toward the end kind of into two parts where they didn't do a real good job in the first half of it of handling the ball, but in the second half they did a little bit better job. So I think what I'm leaning toward, what kind of ended up being the crunch time when the streaks needed it, all those fouls that normal U-High was mounting up, the Streaks got to the free throw line. Ty Peachy was the first one to go there. She missed her first, but then she turned around and hit four in a row, and actually 7 for 8 from the line for the game. Had a lot of nice steals throughout, but that crunch time down toward the end, when you need those free throws, and that's what normal U-High is trying to get to the line so they can maybe get a chance to get the ball back and cut into the lead. Ty Peachy got there and was successful.
Yeah, 7 from 8 from the line, like you said. She hit a 3 in the game. Good for 10 points on the game for herself. 6 rebounds, 4 of those were offensive rebounds, and she did have 5 steals in the game. So a pretty solid game for her. She's that kind of player. She's the kind of player, as we've talked about several times, she's not going to usually lead the team in scoring, but she's one of those people that fills up the stat sheet, and she's got to be the leader. There was a couple times late in the first half even where she was going demanding the ball from the younger, more inexperienced guards, and so she could run the show. So a very nice shot for her. She had several assists in the game as well. So I think that she was by far the crunch time player of the game, especially with the free throws down the stretch. And that's her role, and we've seen her do it a few times now. She's going to have the ball in her hands at the end of the game because of her ball handling skills and the fact she doesn't turn it over and can hit those free throws.
Well, I can tell you, we had the game where normal U-High had only attempted 1 3 till late in the game. We're not going to see that against Champaign Centennial because their first shot, Caitlin Martinez, made one, and they just attempted another one their second trip down the court. So it'll be a little bit different here this afternoon. So Ty Peachy, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll do it again a little bit later on. We'll take the air somewhere around 4:10 or so as the Streaks will take on a very good Champaign Centennial team. And hopefully, you know, like I said, it's nice playing back in your home gym, but Streaks just have to really really keep that confidence level going again.
Oh, definitely, and that's something you've got to use to build on. You got to get that swagger back, the swagger you had every game before. Now, just watching a little bit of Champaign Centennial here, they're not going to play that dogged full-court defense like the Streaks have had problems with. It looks like they're going to play a normal half-court touch, so the Streaks are just going to have to run their offense. This Streak team isn't the most athletic or even the most talented, unfortunately, but when they execute, they are generally the best team on the floor when they execute because of the fact that they do all buy in, they work harder, outwork every other team they play, and they just hustle more than most teams that we see. So, you know, any team that we haven't seen one team this year that wasn't beatable, even that Springfield team that came in here and won by 20-some points, the Streaks were only down by, I believe it was 10 going into the fourth. Yeah. So,
and didn't play a good game at all.
No, not at all.
Well, we had a good one here this morning. The Streaks now 19-5 on the season. We'll do it again a little bit later on this afternoon. Coming up next, we'll join the Illinois Fighting Illini in progress. They are playing top-ranked Ohio State at Assembly Hall. Final score once again, Galesburg 66, Normal U-High 56. Thanks to our studio engineer, Chris LeGros. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Arida saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.